It is, about 11 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning here at the mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Bill Small. We've got Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce joining us. And we were, during the break here, just kind of comparing mornings.
Yes.
And I mentioned that, there's really nothing to be done about it when you're hobbled like I am with a broken ankle. And a dislocated ankle, surgical screws. Yeah, I know, playing the world's smallest violin, Hearts and Flowers, right? But as if that weren't bad enough, you're making your way from the car, and the sky opens up. And it's raining, like the way my father used to put it, it's like raining like a cow peeing on a flat rock. I like to draw those mental pictures for you.
Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And there's nothing to be done about it. I mean, if it were you, you could dash for cover. I mean, anybody who's not walking around with a busted ankle could just I've got to get out of this rain. Having enough sense to get out of the rain, right? Not Bill.
No.
Bill has to take step, step, step. And you adopt the attitude of the samurai, the code of Bushido, enduring the unendurable as you just close your eyes and I will make my way toward the door and I will not slip and fall and break the other ankle. I will get to where I'm going and then I'll be soaked. And as I was saying, I've been sitting in front of this fan pretty much all morning long and I'm just now getting to the point where I don't feel like I have aquatic vegetation growing on me. But you say you look a little harried this morning yourself. Tell me about your morning.
I did. Well, I'm to that age where you don't set alarms anymore. I don't have to.
I don't either. I have cats.
Yes. Well, I do have a cat, but yeah. I just automatically wake up every morning. I just never had a problem. Mm-hmm. And some reason last night, something told me I should set my alarm. Mm-hmm. So I did.
Right.
5:30, but I set it for PM. So that was my first mistake. Second one is I have one of those brains that doesn't like to shut off at night. So I woke up at 2 a.m. and could not go back to sleep till almost 4:30.
I hate that.
Yes. So therefore, I overslept this morning. We had business over breakfast. Mm-hmm. I'm normally there.
I've got my donuts right here.
That's right. I'm normally there at 7:15. I woke up at 7:15.
Well, that's not going to work, is it?
That was pretty crazy, especially when you're a lady over 40 who has to put the face on and stuff in the morning and drive from Tyro. So, yeah, it was a little crazy. I was late to my own meeting. Hey, but
everybody's
I'm
looking
human.
At their watches. I wonder where Candy is. Did anybody bother to call her? See if she's coming to this? Or it's her party.
It's her party. Look what's happening. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But that's okay. It all worked out. I'm here and
well, you know what? The rest of the day is just going to go swimmingly.
Easy. That's right. Easy peasy now.
You've made it over the hump, and now it's like everything's downhill from here.
No. It'll be a great day, I know. So.
It's going to be a great day. So what's going on in Coffeyville, Chamber Lady?
Well, we started off at our business over breakfast with some wonderful speakers. So we had Kenneth Ward, who is our fire chief. Mm-hmm. Talking about just everything that happened in 2021, all the different, they had 28 fires, 37 wildland fires, 903 emergency and rescue, 255 inspections, but the things that they do, it's ongoing for you. And it's not just go put out a fire.
It's everyday stuff for them, even the stuff that to you and I would seem ultra heroic. You would be calling people you haven't talked to in years. You want to hear what I did today? I put out a fire in a chimney, saved a family and a bunch of cats. But no, these guys just go
it's
about it.
That's
another
right.
day at work. Yep.
Yep. So we are just very blessed to have our fire department and all the wonderful men that work there and the work they do. So. We also had Southeast Kansas Works, which I love what they said today. They're not an unemployment agency. They're an employment agency. Their whole job is to help employers find employees. Mm-hmm. But also, they've got probably about 25 different programs and services. So it's not just, hey, I need a job. I'm going to go to this place and try to find one.
And what a
one.
Challenge that is these days.
And it is such
finding
a challenge.
Finding workers that want to
about
work.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. And one of the things that I did share with them with our audiences, this is happening across the nation. It's not unique to Coffeyville. However, That doesn't mean we sit and whine about it.
No.
We get out and do something
about it.
You've got to be creative. Mm-hmm. You've got to work with Southeast Kansas Works. They have lots of programs to help out. You post your job on our chamber job board. It gets several hundred hits on it, so it's a great place to market. And I have several companies that actually use our meeting room for free, if they're a member, just to do like a hiring fair. And I had one in particular who was trying to decide if they should expand or not. They're like, should we maybe expand? Maybe not. And they had a hiring event, and I think it's going very positive now, and they are considering it. So, yeah. So there's ways around it. There's ways to be creative, and I can help you out. Just holler.
One of the things that really annoys me about the current crop of the working pool, if you will, is how people will accept a job and then never show up. It just would, if I was an employer, that would drive me nuts. And I think I'm just from a different era or something. If I'm going to accept a position, I'm either going to be there or I'll have a darn good reason why I've changed my mind about it. And I would let you know as soon as possible so you can continue your search.
Exactly.
Just to leave an employer hanging like that. To me, that there ought to be some way that you could attach that to the employee, so the next time they apply for a job somewhere else.
I don't think they see the companies as human. You know,
exactly.
All they see is just, it's just the big man. Who cares?
They want me to get up every morning.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that.
That's crazy.
I'm going to set my alarm for 5:30 p.m. and see how they like it.
So
I'm teasing you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I hear you.
Okay.
I messed it up that day, but I made it through.
You did. You're here.
We also had someone, Robert Box, and he's from Indie Brewers, which is the brewery over in Independence.
Right.
And, oh my gosh, one of these days you'll have to go into his shop, have a beer, and he'll tell you the story of how they came to be. Very interesting story how it all came about. But I love that they've persevered, because when they opened up, it was, I think, literally like 3 weeks before COVID hit. Not a good time to be a brewery at all. So
no.
Bless their heart. And then they finally got up and running, and they had some problems with, you know, just a whole bunch of issues that came about. And then now they're dealing with, Independence has their whole area, kind of Main Street.
Torn up. Yeah.
Right in front of his brewery.
Yeah.
I tell everybody, you know, we are always talking about growing our communities. Well, one of the things that you grow your community, it's not just by having a big flashy company come in with a lot of job.
Right.
It's creating that quality of life so people want to live here.
Exactly.
Having a brewery is one of those things that attracts the young generation.
And I've heard a lot of good things about that beverage. What do you call it? Beer? I've heard a lot of good things about it. I'm going to have to break down and try one someday.
Well, but this place is even cooler because it's the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got, you go in and there's not TVs people on the phone. It's all about conversations and talking, and they have games. They have beer yoga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
They got the trivia nights. I mean, they create an environment where you know, want to have fun.
Beer yoga, downward facing dog with a stein in my
hand. That's right.
Yeah,
very
like a lot of fun.
Very interesting. Well, all right. Some other things going on this week. So last week we had the Chamber's 115th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. And happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. It was great. I look very great.
You look very, very good for that age.
Yes. One of the things I love, though, we had a poster that showed every president we've had from 1907 till today, right?
President of the chamber?
Yes, president of our chamber board. Mr. John Leonard is a three-time board president.
I've heard of him.
Chairman. Yes, Mr. John Leonard, our very own.
Yes.
So shout out to him. That was awesome. He keeps coming back to support us.
And yeah.
We love that.
He's a good fella.
He is a good guy.
Got me out of bed at about 8 o'clock last night to come here and cover severe weather, but we'll forgive him for that.
It's okay. So one of the other speakers that I had, which was Chief Ward, he's actually joining our Leadership Coffeeville class. So just a reminder, everybody, get those applications in. We're down to the last few weeks. We need to get your application in to join the class this year. It's going to be amazing.
You got a deadline for folks who are interested in that?
It's technically, I want to say it's the end of the month, 1st of July, but I'm trying to get as many as I can early because once we hit a certain cap, we can't take any more. So
okay, understood.
Got to make sure. Get them in early. Get them in. Come see me. Okay, so this weekend, lots of things going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So Friday, first of all, kicks off the outdoor movie night with the Midland Theater. They're playing Jumanji. I love that movie.
And we'll hope the weather cooperates.
Yes. Oh, gosh. So overrated. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday, we are having a legislative coffee. So
right.
you come here from Senator Peck, Representative Jim Kelly, and all of our representatives in the area. They're going to tell us about all the crazy stuff that happened in Topeka this year and then what's on the horizon. And they want to hear from you. They want to hear feedback so they know what they should be working on. So that'll be at Terebinth Coffee House starting at 9 a.m. And then that night is the Brian Kneesley Demo Derby.
The Demo Derby.
The Demo Derby that we've talked about. So full packed weekend, lots of stuff going on for everybody. So hope to see you all there.
And again, you know, I still offer that idea, get the legislators each into a demo vehicle and whoever is the last legislator with an operating car gets to be king of Kansas or something.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I love that idea. Hey, I want to give a shout out. Miss Debbie Carter with Carter Automotive was selected as the 2022 Women at the Wheel honoree by the Aftermarket News.
Okay.
So I love it when you hear good things happening with our, with our people here in
the local peeps.
Yeah, but going nationwide. Mm-hmm. So I love stuff like that. Wonderful. All right. We have a deadline coming up. The Boys and Girls Club 3-on-3 basketball is on June 3rd, the deadline for that. So make sure that you get signed up for that. That's just 2 days. So
right.
2 more days. If you haven't checked out the Facebook for Terebinth Coffee House, make sure you do that, along with their daily specials, which I love their soups. I don't know why I'm a soup connoisseur, but they have wonderful soups. But they also, on Mondays, have something called Make a Difference Monday. And they take all the tips that come in that day and they donate them to an organization in the area. So great project they put together. I can't remember if I announced this last week or not, but I'm very excited about this. Maple Street Meat Market announced that they are now offering smoked meats. They have to get a special certificate from the health department in order to do this. So their very own Calvin Sparks is going to post on Monday evenings to see what they're going to be offering on Fridays. You have to pre-order. So they'll smoke it at the beginning of the week and have it ready by Friday. But yum, I love smoked meat.
I tried smoking a turkey once, but I had a heck of a time keeping it lit.
Oh, you are so mean.
A cigar is much easier to keep
that's
lit.
That's right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He said, thereby enhancing the joke.
The chicks are arriving.
Okay.
Not the type you think of.
Well, I am a male after all.
I know. Yeah. The Coffeyville Feed and Farm says the little baby chicks are coming. They're your favorite breed is coming in, and they've got great deals as well. So check out their Facebook page, and they have all the details of what all things are coming in. But it's that time of year, everybody. And with the if I had a fenced-in yard or space for it, I would probably get my own, because with the cost of things going up, I would love to have my own farm right now.
Yeah, it'd be a good time to have one.
Yes.
Yeah, little
so
private.
So if you do have eggs out there in the latest sending off, call Candy at the chamber. I will buy. We go through so many, it's not even funny.
Candy wants your eggs.
I do want your eggs. So, all right. The Fab Lab at ICC is offering some programs for the kids this summer. We talked about last week keeping those kiddos busy.
Yeah.
So this is for those STEM achievers and then also Greenbush. They both have programs for the summer for our youth. So if you need something for your kiddos to do, check those out. That'll be great. The Chamber's got some workshops coming up. So this is for businesses or maybe just an entrepreneur getting started. But on June 22nd, we've got the Small Business Development Center coming in, and they're going to do a presentation on Marketing 101, kind of knowing who your customer is and your competitive advantage. Then on the 29th, we have someone from Google coming to teach everybody on how to find your business online, how to get it boosted out there.
Right, how to get your algorithms in line so that the search engines will pick you up.
That's right. So, you know, I don't think people realize what a blessing that is to have experts come in and teach our businesses how to be successful.
Yeah.
So, and 99% of the time it's free. So take advantage of those. Come see me at the chamber for that. A couple other things. Joe from the Salvation Army wanted to remind everybody that every year we have something here called Christmas in July. And the Salvation Army puts these little kettles out at all the counters and restaurants and stores to collect money. And they have bell ringers like they do in Christmas. But we have it in July as well.
Boy, that'll seem out of place.
It does seem weird, but it's
awful warm for Christmas, isn't it, Jim?
It works. It works. So if you want a bell ring for that, give them a call. They're looking for volunteers. Today kicks off the summer reading program for the Coffeyville Public Library. Mm-hmm. Leanne was here today talking about that. And so, again, fun thing for your kiddos to do is all that summer reading. And they have games and prizes the whole summer long with it, too. So it's just a lot of fun. So let's see. Some other dates. Tomorrow we have our presentation with Blue Cross Blue Shield, who's going to be sharing the what we call Chamber Blue program. Mm-hmm. This is now a new affordable health insurance program for our local businesses through the chamber here. And I just found out on Monday, we have 38 chambers combining with us to do this. Almost 6,000 people potentially on the list. So that makes
quite a group. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good sized group, which means your buying power is good. Your mm-hmm. rates are going to be affordable. And it's the Cadillac.
Better than like being in a small company trying to insure your four employees.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And with programs like this, when you get in on the first year, they don't base it on your health.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a good thing. The rates are going to be based on those 6,000 people. You try to wait till year two.
Well, then
say,
you get it. Your physical is going to be a lot more important then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So get in on that first year for the best rates. Call me at the chamber. I love to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Of course, your very own auction is coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, let's tell them all about it.
Yes, on the 11th.
7th annual KGGF, KUSN, KQQF annual radio auction. And the thing I like best about the auction, the whole concept of it, is you can't help but save money.
That's right.
Because the bidding will stop when we reach 80% mm-hmm. of the retail value of the item. And so there's just 80 cents on the dollar is the absolute most you can pay on anything.
Yeah.
But from what I'm told, a lot of the things go for like 40, 50, 60%.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. It is such a good deal. And I was going to come out and be Vanna and help you guys.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm in a wedding that day.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got to walk down the aisle with them. And so.
We've got this recliner back in the coffee area right now that I volunteered. I'm taking one for the team.
That's nice of you.
I volunteered to wheel that thing in here. And I would give it the certified Bill Small butt test,
to
make sure that it is a quality recliner. And I'm sure it is. But imagine the value going up.
Oh,
this chair was sat in for 2 weeks by the morning show host at the
That's
Mighty
right.
690.
That's
it's
right.
And I wouldn't ask any money for this. I would do it just largesse.
The bottom of your heart.
I am at the bottom of my bottom, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be doing most work, but I would do that. I would volunteer,
nice.
But John just kind of smiled and shook his head and walked away when I brought that up.
Of course he did. Mm-hmm. Of course he did.
Yeah. At least he pretended to give it some consideration.
He pondered it for a moment.
Yeah, for about a half a second.
Also on the 11th, we have the VFW Car and Motorcycle Show, so two different things that
Lots
day.
Lots of stuff going on
Lots
that day.
Lots of stuff that mm-hmm. day. On June 17th, the Chamber's having a sidewalk sale.
Okay.
We have lots of T-shirts, beer mugs, posters, movie posters, some old ones. Just a plethora of stuff because we have this storage room that I had no idea what all was up there.
Until
we started going through it. Wow.
Where's this going to be?
At the chamber.
Okay.
So just right outside on the sidewalk or inside. So join us on the 17th. Very, very good deals.
I might want to swing by for that myself because I love those old movie posters.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're... I haven't went through them. I don't know if there's any great ones, but there's surely something good.
Oh, sure. Well, the least popular a movie is, sometimes the better the poster is. If it's a movie that nobody's ever heard of, but our actors nobody's ever heard of, you go back in the 30s and the 40s, and those would make some very interesting conversation pieces to hang up in the living room or in the office or what have you. So we'll check that out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do I
get the Bill Small discount? No
I'm
discount.
I'm telling you, I'm giving. I mean, I want to get the stuff gone. So mm-hmm. We're
so I'll be doing you a favor.
That's right.
Maybe the wife and I will swing by and have a look at that.
And then we do have two dates I want you to do to put on your calendar. These are save the date for one day sale.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is June 24th, and that's for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo.
Right.
So every year they have a one-day sale, and that's where you get your wristband that gets you into every night's activities. You cannot beat that price.
No.
It's like $30 in that for four or five nights of events. That's
right.
Dirt
it's cheap. Almost free.
I mean, it people
Close
don't realize
to.
It. They don't realize how much it costs to put those things on, but yes, it is almost free. So June 24th, you can buy them online. I think we're supposed to be selling them at the Chamber too, but we haven't heard from the Fair Board yet on the details. But I know for sure that those are going to be online. And then the last save the date is not until July, but I want to go ahead and tell you about it. July 15th, we're going to have a one-day sale for the Brewfest tickets. Mm-hmm. And that, again, that's when you get your discounted prices. So if you do it on that day, you can get discounts. This year, we're doing a special VIP ticket where you get a free beer, not mug.
Stein.
Stein, or what do you call the?
Pilsner glass.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Pilsner glass. A growler.
Yeah. So it's like that.
Well,
so
for somebody who's never really tasted beer, I sure do know a lot about it.
There you go. So your VIP ticket will get that. It will also get a custom, we're having bottle openers made here in Coffeyville by Apache Industries.
Oh,
they're
cool.
Going to plasma cut them and make them all cool. So you'll have your very own made in Coffeyville little openers.
Something
and
to hand down to future generations.
That's right.
Yes.
Forever and
heirloom, my heirloom bottle opener.
And then we're going to have a VIP sitting area. So, you know, you go around, you get your beers, and then you want to just take a break, relax, talk with your friends. We'll have a little tent just for you and some other good stuff. But anyway, that's July 15th. So
save the date.
That's right. Lots of good stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's all that's going on. But, yeah, June seems to be a busy month. Seems
so
like
we
a
are
lot.
Inviting people then to check out the Chamber's Facebook page for details on these sorts of things?
Yes, yes. We have a community calendar. So mm-hmm. I tell everybody to go out to our website. I mean, you go to the Facebook page,
right.
too. We have everything on Facebook. But you can go to our website. Super easy to remember. CoffeyvilleChamber.com.
There you go.
How can you forget that one?
Well, give me a chance.
Well, you know. Coffeyville Chamber.
Yeah.
But we have a community calendar. And not only does it have our Chamber events, but all the community happenings, you go out there, and then the details are on there as well as how to sign up for stuff. And so go out to our website and find out more or give me a call.
There you
go. Happy
to
talk to you.
What's your number?
251-2550.
All right. Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Just filling our heads with all sorts of useful information.
That's right.
Things that are going on here in our beautiful little neck of the woods. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great.
Right
Thank
here
you.
In the mighty 690 KGGF.